Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him. And I testify that his words are worth listening to. God is love worth finding. Everything I learned from him is wonderful. Some things are amazing. Some things will make you think a while. But when you receive what he has to say and believe it and mix faith with it, you're always put to the better. And the Lord is moving by his Spirit on people who love him and cherish him. Now, the things that the Lord have told me years ago, the things that he shared with me many years ago, it's happening. And I see so many people saying the same things. People who love God, they yield to him. And they want to know more, and they're learning. And they're witnessing miracles. Not only God doing miracles for people who need them, but also they're being used to perform and work miracles. See, everything of God, everything is by faith. He always uses somebody to work the miracle. That, and now sovereign miracles where he do the work. I love God. He's good to us. There was a place, I forgot where, it's in South America. I remember that. The people repented and they're thriving in the Lord, and they grow the best food in the world. They have huge carrots and cabbages and all kind of food, all kind of crops, because they follow God. And the ground is blessed to the point that there are agricultural colleges. They like to go and study the ground. Anybody can have that kind of ground if you bless it. Now, Pastor Henry Gruber, not Pastor, I believe the man is an apostle. He doesn't call himself that, but I know that he has a prophet's anointing. And his prophecy comes to pass. And the Lord used him. The way God used him, I suspect that he is an apostle. But he would probably get mad if he heard me say, I believe it, even if he will get mad. And you can look him up on YouTube and hear some of his testimonies. See, apostles are sent. There are prophets that are sent to do things. And a lot of people don't want to own the apostles' anointing. But I do, because that's what God told me I was. And most apostles that I've met, they don't want to own it. But the anointing is obvious. It's different. But anyway, nevertheless, the Lord sent him to pray, to do what he calls prayer walking. And the Lord guides him and shows him where to go and pray and remit the sins of the people. And that was places where a lot of satanic activity and murders happened. Blood got on the ground, blood spilled on the ground. And the place would be, it would be, there would be no prosperity in these places, and more murders would happen. And the places that God specifically told him to prayer walk and remit the sins of the people and rebuke the works of darkness, he'd come back and years later and the place would be booming. It would be prosperity. People would build houses and churches and businesses and hotels on the property. When Cain killed Abel, the ground was cursed for Cain's sake. It wouldn't grow food for him. I can see how this is true. And whenever there's obedience, when people obey God, some of the demonic things can be reversed, and people can enjoy better prosperity. Now, the Lord is good, folks. It's time for us to get to know Him and listen. The place I mentioned in South America, I forgot the town, but I heard about it on YouTube. They are enjoying so much prosperity there because the people got on one accord with the Lord. Enough people believe God and they worship God and their ground is blessed and God is honoring them. You see, when you do the things of God, when you obey Him, you're activating heaven and you can enjoy the living things of God. I want everybody to know this. So many people don't know these things. Not God's will. God wants everybody to know what He can do, His handiwork. And those who love and obey God, they get to see the greater miracles happen. So, in all honesty, I can say that when you follow God, when you obey the Lord and do it His way, you're going to see God move, and it's going to be good, and you're going to love it. But you can't learn God's word till you have to absorb it. You have to receive it. And then you come to the point where you believe it. And then you come to the point where you act on it. And that's when it becomes faith. When you speak in it, when you speak according to faith or you act on faith, that's when it's your belief is faith. It's active. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is a wish. When you act on it. Now, when it comes to your faith in Christ, your faith is always on. And everything you do from the heart of love is your active faith. And don't focus on, you know, you're going to receive many blessings as you follow God and seek Him out. Many blessings. You're going to seek Him. You're going to get to know the Lord. You're going to enjoy all forms of success. But don't ever focus on the Lord. Thank God for the success. You can see it. But focus on the Lord. Keep your eyes single. And you will always be industrious, prosperous in the things of God. Last broadcast, I mentioned how the Lord wanted to do great things through. There were three pastors I was thinking about, and others, but there was three that I was focusing on, where I saw a vision, and the Lord told me what would happen if the others followed Him, and not me, but God. If they would have followed God, the Lord showed me what would have happened. And I want to clear something up. Following God is doing His word. But when I say follow God, I mean not only follow the word, the written word, that's our pattern, but the specifics of the Holy Spirit. And yield to Him so He can train you. See, the training is important too. It's important to be trained by the Holy Spirit. Yielding to Him, and He'll guide you in all truth, and you'll see what He's capable of, and you'll learn, you'll absorb the truth of God's word, and you see Him, and He'll prepare you for what's ahead. You'll be in the know. You'll know what Satan's doing. You'll know how to stop him. You'll know how to win. You'll know how to continue. You'll be able to manage your emotion. All these things come with the training. The reason people quit the ministry is because they failed to be trained properly. A lot of ministers think, well, if I just do the bylaws of my organization, I'll be able to enjoy great victories. And sometimes people go the same road. They excel in their organizations, and they have a ministry that impresses men. And sometimes that's because they also yielded to the Lord somewhere. Sometimes they compromised. Sometimes they were still foundational, but the only way to truly finish your course is to follow God. He has to guide you into it. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth. And when I say follow God, all I'm saying is don't ignore His guidance. Do all that's in His heart for you. Do all that He guides you to do. And stop wrestling with God. And everybody I know that had a mind to wrestle with God, they end up broke. David said, I never seen my God seed begging bread. But I've seen all kind of things because people didn't follow God. And the laws of sowing and reaping affects everybody. When people fail to follow God, it hurts the whole body because their contributions are missing. And the Lord has to raise up somebody else to do that. And it won't be as good, but it'll be better than it'll, you know, God is still being as faithful as He can be. But when you do your part, then God won't have to raise somebody else up to do what you do. They'll be raised up to do what they're supposed to do. But sometimes ministers have to do another person's work for a season, or God has to train them and give them abnormally long life, because until there's somebody to take that place. See, God got this. When we go to heaven, we're going to be more familiar with what God has really been doing all along. People think that they're right. Sometimes they're lofty. Sometimes they're looking away from the Lord onto their misery, and they spend all their life trying to make themselves comfortable because they never truly learn how to prosper. Remember this: going to college and working a job is not the only way to prosper financially. The foundational way to prosper. Hear me good. The foundational way to prosper is to obey God. That's the first cause of prosperity, obeying God, seeking Him and doing His will, doing His word, doing His guidance. I say that because the Lord told me that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. And if that's true, the opposite of that is true. Obedience is the first cause of prosperity. Disobedience is the first cause of poverty, and obedience is the first cause of prosperity. If Adam would have continually listened to the Lord and obeyed God, there would be no sin in our earth. But I thank the Lord that Jesus Christ, He died for us, saved us, and, you know, it would have been better if man never failed. But now that man has fallen, we have a taste of what sin is. And I am thankful that God got me out of sin. So, because He worked to get me out of sin, I try to stay out of it. But I'm not afraid of it anymore. I just confess, I love the Lord my God, and I hate the wicked way. David said it in the Psalms, the wicked way I hate. And I love His word in Psalm 119. But the wicked way I hate, and I confess that. I hate my own will that's apart from God. And I love His will because He thinks of everything and He's righteous. I can agree with something that's not right unless I say something. I condition myself to always reach out for what's true. I used to hope that I would never fall or never fail. And now I confess that I'll never feel. And I say I hate it. The evil way I hate it. And I love God's will. I love His everything He bring to me. Now, just like I talk about training time, I experience times when the Lord just set me aside and He teach me, and I know it. When that happens, everything else is on the back burner. I'm listening to the Lord my God. On those kind of days, I try to work alone. I try to work by myself so I can give God my attention. I have to work. But I try to situate myself where I can give Him my full attention and still do my work. And I can, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Every move of God is guided by the Holy Spirit. Remember, every great move of God has something in common. Whether they tried to do it by organization and it worked, or people that were unknown, it was always a move of the Holy Spirit. And years ago, I remember people that were unknown. I knew that there would be people with, not big name people, but people that were virtually unknown, would do mighty works of God. Now Daniel said that they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. The greatest moves of God are not always done by organizations and well-known people. Now God uses people. That Jesus did say many that are first will be last, many that are last will be first. Now not all that were first will be last, because some people are just faithful, but they all have this in common, whether they're well known, whether they're first, whether they're last, and whether they're virtually unknown, without a great name. They have this in common. They obey the Lord. And if you obey the Lord, you get to know Him, then you can represent Him right. You're more apt to obey the Word of God, and you'll go forward. If you study the success, the people of when they share their success stories, it's not hard to realize that they yielded to the Lord. That's one thing I've always noticed, because people that say they hear from the Lord, that always intrigues me. Always. And people who hear the Lord out, that gets my attention. So, and I noticed it, and then the Lord pointed it out to me, and people that lived a century ago, when I read their books and hear their testimonies, it's the same thing. It was a move of the Holy Spirit. I love it. That's why it's so important to be trained by Him, to yield to Him, to know Him, to get to know Him. Because the Lord is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I'm here to tell you, He'll move in your life. And I know that the Lord is about to return, but Jesus said in the last hour He'll get people that were just idle sitting around, and they're going to do exploits. He's going to mightily move in and throughout their lives. And it's very exciting to me. So I'm not looking at time, and I'm not looking at people, I'm not looking at organizations. I'm looking at the Lord and what He can do, because His track record is perfect. As we yield to the Lord, understand that God loves us, and He will mightily move in your life, in and throughout your life. And I thank the Lord for it. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. And your testimony is just as important as those who are very well known, because every soul is precious to God. There's no price tag on our soul. It's the blood of Jesus paid for it. So every precious soul is very precious to God. Remember, we're joint heirs with him. And God sees you, he sees Jesus. He sees me, he sees Jesus. We have all the rights and privileges of Jesus. And Jesus is very precious to God. He's his only begotten son. He's his word. He's the light that lighteth us, the light of men. And I thank the Lord for him. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time. Remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.